Welcome to the DC World Podcast YouTube channel. Thank you for checking out our YouTube channel and just hope you enjoy the podcast.
www.dcworld.org.uk, and I'll hand over to some of the others.
I am at DC World Grayson, and with us today is Vixen Varsity, and if I'm correct, she is the founder of
Absolutely.
Black Comics Month, a huge community on Twitter, and it has a huge following.
Welcome.
For the people who don't necessarily know that much about Black Comics Month, how about you explain it so they have a better idea of what it is you're trying to do and your mission statement?
Well, Black Comics Month started as a 28-day spotlight. After receiving it was just an amazing amount of, the response was crazy, basically, and I decided, you know what, let's just make this an everyday, well, every month type of a thing, instead of just focusing in February.
Sure.
You know, I chose February going off of the whole Black History Month vibe. But, you know, again, after realizing that so many Black comic book creators drop books every month, it wouldn't be fair just to spotlight them in February and say, all right, have a great day, see you next year. So,
cool.
Decided to expand it. Yeah, it is. I know, we've had over, the last time that I checked, that was about a week and a half ago, it was over 200,000 tweets for Black Comics Month. So
it's pretty
crazy. It's mind-blowing. I mean, I came up with the idea 2 weeks before February, so to see it that big off of a little idea and some hustling in 2 weeks is... It's crazy.
For people who are wanting to support your cause, what do you recommend that they buy? What are some books with some Black comic book creators? And Black
every single book. I have a few favorites. We've got Postal by Brian Edward Hill from Top Cow. Got Shaft from David. Dynamite Comics.
Who's playing the game, by the way?
Yeah, I know. I'm like trying to. Yeah.
I don't know who it was. That's better now.
Definitely.
Sorry about that.
Dynamite Comics is a sponsoring Shaft, which is great. Boom Studios gave us Dead Letters, which is another great book. Afua Richardson, Genius. Like, there are so many books. The Legend of Montemagi from Eric Dean Seaton. Like, there's so many amazing books that aren't connected with Marvel and DC that needs to be picked up.
I have seen, like, pictures of stores who have made, like, sections just devoted to Black Comics Month, like, individually, like, books that are...
Yeah, it was Gail Simone. Gail Simone. Give her credit. She put out a tweet and, you know, mentioned that comic store owners should make a little display. And you started getting a few tweets and some pictures from... retailers. It was crazy. I got a message from the Newark, New Jersey Public Library. They put up a freaking Black Comics Month display. Like,
oh, cool.
It's crazy.
Yeah, that's amazing. Personally, I think diversity is very good. I just wanted to say that personally, I think diversity is very good for comics. We live in a very diverse world now. And one of the things I love the most about my local comic shop is basically diversity. The women in comics and women in comics. When I take my daughters to the comic store with me, I can feel proud knowing that they have something that represents them and something that they like to read.
Absolutely.
Exactly. I do have to say that Action Lab Comics. Either way, sorry guys. They have some great books that are for kids. Princeless, even though it was written by a white man, it features a black, beautiful black princess whose parents lock her in a tower, and the prince is supposed to come and save her. By the time she turns a teenager, she has waited enough and is tired of BS, and she saves herself. And that is definitely another one of my favorite books. So Action Lab has a lot of books that are for girls that have nothing to do, that have no type of sexual reference and boobs hanging out anywhere. You know, it's a great book. That's a great book. Nutmeg is an upcoming book that will be out March 25th from James F. Wright. It's Breaking Bad meets the Mean Girls movie. So it's pretty dope. It's it can get there. It looks like it has, the book hasn't come out yet, but you can see it has a tendency to go in somewhere real ugly real fast because it's got the whole Mean Girls vibe to it. You know, and of course the Breaking Bad, but you know, it's all about baking, so you know, it's rough out there in this bake sale world. That's another book from Action Lab. And I can say Marvel wrote a post about their black superhero characters. How can I put this? Well, okay, first BuzzFeed put out a post, and then they put in Black Comics Month, and they put me in their feature. I think it was a day later, Marvel had put out a Black Comics post on their site. And I had tweeted, I was like, oh, it would have been dope if they would have used Black Comics Month instead of Black History Month. I was told it was an oversight and they would fix it. The next tweet later, they put it as Black Comics Month. So it was cool that they acknowledged it. DC Comics didn't do anything. Image posted a tweet too, and they... Well, I'm still waiting to hear that from email.
That's actually really sad from DC, though, especially like being such a big fan of DC, because Dwayne McDuffie was like such a part of DC Comics. I mean, he brought us Justice League and All-Star Superman. I mean, if anything else, you know, they could at least done something with him, at least for, you know.
Yeah, it would have been awesome, but they were focused on Harley Quinn. They said February was Harley Quinn month. So I took it as, all right, we're not going to acknowledge.
Well, other than Cyborg and Justice League. Yeah, that's about it, though.
I mean, you've got Storm. Nothing. Yeah, nothing from DC. Absolutely nothing. I mean, hopefully we'll get a Vixen comic, being the fact that they're making a cartoon out of it. That's just me speculating. I don't know, but Cyborg will be the only one. At least Cyborg is written by a black man. So kudos to them for that. But otherwise, there is nothing. I mean, no, they did Power Girl. They gave Power Girl is black now. It was. I mean, I get it because, I mean, everybody's taking over somebody else's mantle. They don't have their own stuff. I get it.
I mean, yeah, Power Girl taking over the original Power Girl's mantle, that was a huge deal because she went from white to black. I mean, like, people were not as accepting as they should have been to that. People, like, freaked out. I mean, I could see his understanding because if, like, my favorite character got changed, I might be a little bad. But heck, one of the big topics in comic book movies now is that, what is it, Johnny Storm is going to be black. I mean, like, even though he turns to fire, like, you don't need to freak out.
Right.
Right. Yeah, but I never really understood that myself because you look at it and it's like it's about a guy who catches fire, but yet he can't be black. You know what I'm saying? I think it's like people are more okay with that. Like this girl turns invisible, but wait a minute, her brother's black. We can't do that. It's ridiculous. You know? Well, that's why, like back in the day in Aquaman, Aqualad was black when you had Garth.
Yeah.
In the tips, but now the new one, Jackson Hyde and Brightest Day, Aquaman, the new Aqualad is black, so I'm like, well, at least that's cool,
right?
But of course, it doesn't have his own solo title, nothing, but they should make an Aqualad solo title because he's badass.
Taking a step in a different direction, what are your future plans to promote and make Black Comics Month a bigger thing on a wider scale?
Well, I've got some things in the works that I can't divulge as of yet, but I'm hoping that the support from these publishers don't end. I'm hoping with the launch of, right now, Black Comics Month forwards to Vixen Varsity. I'm working on the actual Black Comics Month website right now. So I'm hoping that, it would be nice if when Cyborg is ready to drop, that they come and approach me to, you know, put out the exclusive material. Instead of giving it to, no offense, but to the white sites, the comic book com and the comic book movie, you know, or Nerdist, give it to a black oriented site. Let them be the one to break the news. Like I really would like the publishers to actually give the people who I featured on Black Comics Month, give them some shine. Look through all the tweets and all the posts to see the talent that's there and use that talent for their books.
Right.
That's what I would like. I mean, I guess I can wish for $1 million too, but, you know.
Well, me growing up, you know, me and my brother are immigrants. We got a real big mix of different ethnicities in our family. But growing up, we didn't really see a lot of representation in comics. And so for black kids, it's the same way. When you look at it, I mean, you might have Miles Morales, or you might have Cyborg, but or maybe Aqualad, but really you don't have the same representation in comic books as other kids have. And I think that's sad because a kid wants to grow up, you know, and have his heroes. And why can't his heroes look like him and talk like him? Like him, come from the same family as him or her. So, you know, that's why we follow the hashtag comics are for everyone. We're trying to get it out there that, hey, you know, comic books are for everybody, all ages, all ages, you know, all sexes, all genders. Let's unite comics for everybody. It's sad that in this day and age, we still don't have that. We still don't have, you know, the representation in comics that we should have. Or we don't have companies backing it. Like you said, like with your Black Comics Month, we don't have anybody sitting out there you know, approaching you about that, putting that forward and trying to get more news out about it. It's just like, oh, well, you know, and they go on. And I like to see at least it, you know, catch a hold and become a thing, you know, where they do it every year or, you know, tweet about it, push it out.
That's what I was really surprised because I'm like, you have these black people who write for you, right? And they create beautiful artwork for your books, right? Why wouldn't you take this opportunity to give them some kind of shine? Like, I don't understand it. You're not doing it for me. You're doing this for them, which in turn will put more money in your account, right? Because people are going to buy it. Like, I didn't understand. Like, I was told by a publisher, no names. Oh, that's nice. We'll think about it for next year. You came to us too late. Yeah. Oh, really? Okay. Thanks. I guess. Whereas you had Boom Studios, they sold my tweet to them and they got right on it. In a matter of minutes, I had an email. And 2 days later, they put out a book. So don't tell me it's too late.
Yeah, if it matters to you, you're going to do something about it. Yeah. Yeah. Because if it matters, I mean, like you said, they'll jump on it. But to them, it was basically like, well, it's not enough to rate in us. And the problem is like you just touched on, comic books, I don't think they really care about the color of people's skin. They care about that color of money. They care about that green. And I think what we need to do is we need to go out there, buy up these black drawn comic books, buy up these, black owned comic books, buy up these and let them see that, hey, wait a minute, there is a cash cow in this, you know? Let them see that, hey, these comics are selling.
The big two, DC and Marvel, are owned by multimedia conglomerates, and they're not going to do anything to support your cause unless we show our support with the money. That's all they care about is money in the end.
They're not. And my other issue is, like, if you, I know you guys are DC related, but Storm's numbers are in the crapper, and it irks me because people are up in arms. Oh, we don't have a black character. This, we don't have a black character. That. They give us a black character. Not only a black character, a black woman. Why are her numbers in the crapper? Why is she might be in danger of being canceled? So you can't bitch and moan about there's no one being represented. Absolutely. Open up that wallet and go and buy some books.
Yeah.
Otherwise, they're not going to give us any books. They're not. If they give us something and we don't go out and we don't support it, why should I, as a publisher, spend my money to put out a book just to please the masses and the masses don't even buy?
I suppose that's a good thing with, like, there's so many Kickstarter websites and things like that that help people like that to get anything like this out there, because they can get the social media involved and all the fans, and these Kickstarter things are taking off, ain't they?
Right. I mean,
how can we celebrate diversity in comics and Black Comics Month every month? I know that next month in March is Women's Comics Month. I mean, there's a lot, like you said, a lot of great writers. Ahula Anderson, who does Genius, Gail Simone, with Sorrow, with Mickey Kendall. I mean, you got a lot of really good women who are writing good comics right now. So, you know, how can we, going forward, celebrate diversity in each and every month? What do you think is the big thing to keep this ball rolling forward, keep the momentum going?
Well, I didn't catch all of it, but what you just said, but I'm going to assume, and I hope this answer is what you were talking about. As far as Black Comics Month is concerned, I mentioned on Twitter that February Black Comics Month is a San Diego Comic Con. From March to January, those are the little Comic Cons, the little weekend Comic Cons. So Black Comics Month is still going to happen. There will still be interviews, reviews, previews of books, and some other things that I have in the works. So it'll still be happening. As far as the women are concerned, I have to say that when I put the call out for Black comic creators to be featured, there were not many women. And that kind of disappointed me, being a woman of color, obviously. I would love to have represented more women than I did men. The problem was there weren't a lot of women who contacted me or whose information that I could find. And it was sad because, I mean, women rock too. So
yeah, I
would love to feature more. I want to feature more this month, but they got to contact me. I don't know who you are, and it's not ignorance on my part. I just don't know of everyone out there. If you have something, hit me up. I will be more than happy to feature you, especially if you're a woman. So,
basically,
I hope that answers your question.
Oh, yeah, that answered the question. I was basically trying to say, how can we promote Black comics, anything, everything, comics, everything, going forward, what can we do?
Yes, like, how overall would you want us to support this cause, as you just said?
Just buy. Like, that's my thing. Just go out there and buy. If you see a book that is featured on Black Comics Month, go buy it, especially if it's out in stores now. Add it to your subscription list at your local comic book store. Pick it up on Comicology and get a subscription list. And then when you read the book and you see that the book is awesome, tell your friends. Buy a couple extra copies. Give it to somebody. I mean, that's the only way you can support. Of course, I mean, you can retweet and share the links and everything on Twitter and social media all you want to. And I think it's great that you do it. But if you're not buying it, I mean, it's just spreading the word and not, you know, you're not doing anything for it. That's just my thing. You can support with, not to knock the support of spreading the links, but you also have to put money behind it.
You gotta put money behind it.
Absolutely.
It all just comes down to money.
Well, that's my thing, is you got to put your money where your mouth is. So if you're listening to this podcast, check out Vixen Varsity's page. Go out here, buy some of these Black-owned comics, some of these Black-drawn comics, some of these Black-character comics. Get the word out. Tell your friends. And then, you know, as the money starts coming into DC and at Marvel and Image and all these other comics, that'll let them know that these are the comics that you want to see. These are the people you want to see represented. And, you know, like she's saying, Storm's numbers are lagging. If you like Storm, go out there and buy you a Storm comic and do it up. Because you know the X-Men aren't going nowhere. They're pretty much a staple for Marvel. Go out there and buy the comics up and push it and push the word on the street. And also visit the page, watch the page. And like she said, tweet and share it. But don't stop there with the tweet and share and go out here. Buy your Black action figures. Buy your Black comic books. Mm-hmm. You know, buy it for someone else. Spread the word. Like Dead Man was saying, it's also Women's Comics Month approaching in March. Go out here and get some women-owned comics. Go out here and get the women-drawn action figures and all that, and support our sisters and brothers. let's support these people out here that need a voice, that have no voice, you know?
The main thing is
people out here that need a voice, they have no
representation. Non-sexified women in comics. You need to support the books that follow the criteria that you like, and that will show the publishers and the writers and the artists that you want more of that stuff.
Right. And if you don't like the book, I'm sorry. Go ahead.
No, I was going to say, if you don't like the book, write into the editor and tell them why. Tell them. Don't just say, well, I don't like the book. They're going to take it. Just say, I don't like the book because of this drawing or this panel. The comic writers and comic artists, they listen to people. There are pages upon pages in history. You can go back and look where someone has written into a comic book or tweeted to a comic book or wrote to them and told them, like, just recently there was a little girl who was mad because they didn't have any representations and they made a superhero just for her. I mean, write in. Tell them. Let your voices be heard. Tell them, tell them I don't like the art. Okay, maybe they'll change the art up. Tell them I don't like the storyline. Maybe they'll fix it. But just don't say, well, I don't like that book, you know, because they'll tank that book. If there's a specific critique you have, let them know that specific critique, because most things can be fixed, the coloring, the inking, you know. If there's enough complaints about the coloring, they'll get a new colorist. If there's enough complaints about the storyline, they'll get a new writer. Happens all the time. But just don't say I don't like the book and let it tank.
Right.
You know?
Right. The power is in your voice. So,
yeah, use your voice, but don't just say, well, I don't like the book. You know, articulate your voice. Let your voice have that point. Let them know that, okay, it's this one or that one that I don't like specifically. And that way they won't kill
the black character comic altogether. Maybe they'll switch it up, because being an Aquaman fan, we've gone through a lot of writers over the years. Jeff John just recently picked it up, and everyone loves that set. But in the past, we haven't had so many good writers or such good artists that people have said that, and that's why we've had so many different series and different people jump in over the years. So it's not just, per se, the women's comics or the black comic. Do it for all your comics. If you love comics, give them your voice, let them know, and they'll change it. They will, because they see that if enough people fuss about it, they'll hit it and they'll put it out there.
Yeah, definitely, exactly. Definitely.
And same thing with the diverse comics. I focus on Black Comics Month, obviously, because I'm a black woman. But even the other diverse writers and artists, they need as much shine as everybody else does, too. I mean, the white population, when it comes to comics, it takes over. One of the
things is that you've got so many white characters out there. Like, you got huge characters like Batman and Superman who have, like, three titles going on just for them. Where if you took one or two of those away, you would have so much room for African-American or more diversified women in comics.
Right. And I think that with Ms. Marvel, I think that's an amazing thing. It's written by a woman of color. And the numbers are crazy for that book. So it's not like it can't happen. It can happen. It is. It can happen, but I don't know, man. It's so frustrating.
It can happen if we support it. All of us DC fans, we need to jump behind, the brand new Cyborg title that's coming out. We need to keep on campaigning along with at DC World Vixen about trying to get Vixen on book. We need to keep on campaigning, tweeting, writing letters to the editor, doing what we can to tell them, hey, we want Static to have its own book. The Static animated show is amazing. We need more writers going to McDuffie in DC. We just need to showcase them more. I mean, most people don't know that Dwayne was, the creator of Justice League Unlimited, that, he did All-Star Superman, Justice League Doom. Some of the best loved stuff in DC was by a black man. People just don't know it because nobody's telling them.
Yes.
Exactly.
Just want to say, before I have to vanish, guys, in a little while, just want to say thank you for Vic's inviting me to coming on here tonight and taking part in my guys' podcast now. They've done a brilliant job the last one and this one. I just want to thank you for coming on for behalf of everybody.
Thank you for having me.
Before we do start tying things up, I just want to see if we can do like 5 minutes on Flash, Arrow and Gotham, the last episodes, like just as a quick summary.
Yeah, let's just take a minute to go over last week's Arrow and Gotham episode, since there wasn't a Flash episode and there isn't till March. I don't know if Vix and you want to stay for that, but you're more than welcome to.
Sure, I can stay for a little while, yeah.
So cool. Let's start out with Gotham. Personally, I loved the last episode with the Red Hood. Are you guys all caught up on that?
Yep, I caught up with that.
No, I'm far behind. Gotham doesn't do it for me. I only the last week or week before last, because my niece was in the episode. That's the only reason why I watched.
That's cool.
That's awesome, man. That's awesome. Got a niece in the episode. Shout her out. Let the world know, man. Check her out.
Yes, she was in. Actually, she was in the episode with the Joker. Well, is he really the Joker? I don't know, but she was in that episode, and I had some inside scoop on it, and I was like, oh, that's who you're going to be. All right, this is cool. So it was awesome to see her on the screen for like a split second. No one. She was just a background. She was in the background. Yep, she was in the background.
Hey, that's on Jerusalem. I was on Gotham. Yeah.
Exactly. Not cool, a hitter on anything else. I hear that Fish Mooney lost an eye. Is this true?
Yeah.
Yeah, that was rough, man. It was rough.
Wait a minute, she took out her own eye?
Yeah.
Bruh.
She's got involved in like this where she's been kidnapped, and she's been caught, and there's these people killing people and getting them for their body parts and stuff, and then yes. So she takes her eye, so they can't have it.
Yeah, she just takes like this fork or spoon, I can't remember what it was, she just like pulls it out. She doesn't want the doll maker to take her organs. So she just takes it and just pops it out.
Holy crap.
That's badass. That's badass to me because I'm like, all right, first we're talking about Black Comics Month. Then we got a black woman on the TV show. And she's so badass, she plucks her own eye out.
Yes.
Yeah.
Who? What?
Yeah.
Wow. Amanda,
switching gears real quick, Viola Davis officially cast as Amanda Waller in Suicide Squad.
Oh, I love that cast.
Yes.
I love that casting. Oh, yeah.
I like this casting better than I like the Amanda Waller casting on Arrow.
Well, when I was on the show,
it starts filming, doesn't it?
Yeah.
It was.
I just wish that they would have kept Tom Hardy as Rick Flag.
I want to see Tom Hardy come back as Bane, though. Cross fingers.
That would be cool. I just, for Amanda Waller, I guess I'm used to the big, fat Amanda Waller. Not to say that there was anything wrong for being big and fat, but, you know, I'm just used to CCH Pounder playing this big, strong, no-holds-bar Amanda Waller, the Wall, and now you've got Viola. I'm like, oh,
well,
all right. But she's me, too, so...
When you watch Arrow and you got the little skinny petite Amanda Waller, it just don't do it for me. I'm like, no, you're not scary. You're not impressive enough. You're not bad enough. So when I heard they were doing
she's too smart.
They were originally.
Yeah, I'm like, okay, that's
Oprah for correction. Amanda Waller.
But we need Oprah, man. We need Oprah.
You get a bomb in your head. You get a bomb in your head. Everybody gets a bomb in their head.
She have all like superheroes on the sofa.
That would have been awesome. It's amazing.
I don't think Oprah would have ever agreed to it. It's just because they would have to have her for a couple of movies. So I don't think.
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't see that.
No, I would have done it like, you know, come out of the shadows. Like you heard the voice but didn't really see the face until like the end. And then she comes out like, damn, Oprah. That would have been epic.
What about Arrow, guys? Do you have time to catch up with Arrow?
Yeah.
I'm kind of upset about Felicity 5 ever.
This episode reminded me so much about him wanting Oliver to take on the role of Ra's al Ghul or Raz. Bruce Wayne to do in the comics. Like, this show, they wanted to do a Batman show but couldn't because of the Bat. Main embargo because of the Batman Begins, they just couldn't do it. They wanted to, but they couldn't.
They're pretty much the same. It's like white billionaire who's like a ninja fighting crime. You know, it's like Batman.
Yes, okay, a lot of our characters kicking off on this now, haven't we? And then with what's coming, they've announced they're going to do another like a series with all the others in, aren't they?
Yeah, like, they're bringing in Adam, half a Firestorm, Captain Cold, and a dead Black Canary to the show. I just don't know how they're going to bring the Canary back. And you know I want...
That's right, and they said about three other superheroes that have not been on the TV shows yet.
Yeah, Martian Manhunter is one of those three that we haven't seen yet.
No, that'd be brilliant.
What are they going to do with Carrie? I'm curious, since she's dead, is this going to be an alternate timeline?
My theory for that is where Flash is building up to a Flash episode. Then they may not get to it this season. They may have to wait till the mid-season finale next year, and that's when this series could come into play.
Possibility, definitely a possibility.
That's how they would bring back Black Canary. They could, like in the comics with Flashpoint, how they made Captain Cold Citizen Cold. That's how he would become a good guy and begin working on this team. And one of the cool things I think they could do is they can make Oliver's dad Green Arrow, like they did with Batman and Flashpoint, and make him like a dark, dark Green Arrow, like Malcolm Merlyn is with his character. And he could keep killing people. And that would bring Flash to Starling City, because that's one thing he remembers, and that he wants to see Oliver, and it would surprise him when it becomes his dad, and that's how he would know that the timeline's messed up. And then you would have Oliver's dad as a sort of Thomas Wayne Batman figure
that's
would
true.
Help
Flash get his powers back with all of his money.
Interesting.
And they would go after the Reverse Flash Harrison Wells, which has been confirmed. And this vacuum in the back is killing me right now.
Well, right now it sounds like the Flash is fighting Vacuum Man in the background.
Yeah, word. Something's going on.
He was like, I'll stop that evil shot, Vax.
I'll take it the Flash is wrong because Vacuum Man shut up.
He was like, crime sucks.
Oh, excellent.
What are the three heroes that this Justice League TV show will use?
What was that question?
Like, what three characters that haven't been in live action do you think will be portrayed in this new Justice League TV show?
I mean, this could be a good opportunity for Vixen to pop up since she's, who was it? Mark Guggenheim? He mentioned that both of them would be, that Arrow and the Flash would be in the Vixen animated series. And he also said that it's a possibility that she is going to be on one of the shows. So this could be a...
Yeah.
Could be an interesting way to bring her in.
I'd love to have Vixen on the show. And then I like Martian Manhunter being one of the other ones. I mean, even though she technically didn't be Martian, you know? I'm thinking a new show that everybody's getting a spinoff on. I think it's going to be Justice League. It has to be. You can't have that many characters and villains on it and not be a Justice League show.
I still want John Diggle to end up being John Stewart, Green Lantern.
Nah, I don't think that's going to happen.
Yeah, he said that it wasn't going to happen. I believe I read that, I want to say Berlanti? Either Berlanti or Guggenheim said that it wasn't going to happen.
There's other plans, though, isn't there, they said.
Yeah, he's not going to be...
They said there wasn't plans for him being on Arrow, but they never said anything about this new Justice League TV show.
Ooh.
They throw us off course.
I like that. Yeah.
Well, a lot of it is, like, for Aquaman, you know, Jason Momoa was saying for months, like, I'm not going to be Aquaman. He was like, the next person says I'm Aquaman, you know, if it comes out to be true, I'll punch myself in the face. I mean, he was going all out on the press conferences, and then it dropped, hey, he's going to be Aquaman.
The question is, did he punch himself in the face when it came out that he is Aquaman?
No, I mean, chickened out. But, you know, to me, it's like, maybe it's some of that. So I don't know what to believe anymore, because sometimes the guys are like, yeah, and then you'll have someone come out and go, no, 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 but then it turns out to be true. Until I see it official, I'm saying anything's up in the air.
That's true.
Well, guys, sorry about this. I've got to vanish. I'll let you guys carry on, and you guys can close it for us tonight, okay?
We've talked about everything we really need to talk about.
You sure?
I think we can end it right here if you want to stay for the ending. I think we've done a great great job on these first two podcasts, and I can't wait to do it.
All right, well, Vince, you want to give a shout out?
Oh, man.
Wow.
As soon as Vacuum Man's gone, anyway.
I think Vacuum Man's gonna leave here in just a second.
Okay. Hi.
Hello. Yeah. Go on. Yes. Yeah. Pull your plugs out.
Okay. Well, make sure you check out blackcomicsmonth.com. Follow us on Twitter at Black Comic Month. Follow me on Twitter, Ms. Caramel Vixen, and vixenvarsity.com. That's about it for me.
Brilliant. Thank you for joining us.
Thank you for having me.
No problem. I hope to see you again. Speak to you again in the future, maybe.
Absolutely. I'm here for it. Let me know when.
Cool. And thanks to everyone else there, guys. If anyone as a closeout finale, one of you guys take over?
Sure. Just for that name here, just wanted to say thanks to our special guest, Vixen Varsity. Follow her, like you said, on blackcomicsmonth.com and vixenvarsity.com. Also follow her on Twitter at Miss Caramel Vixen, M-I-Z, correct?
That's correct.
And you can follow the rest of us at DC World Deadman and DC World Aquaman. At DC World Grayson.
I just want to thank you all for listening to our podcast episode 2. I want to thank Deadman, Shazam, and DC World for joining the podcast. I want to thank Miss Vixen Varsity for being our first guest. Hopefully in the future we'll have many more. Hopefully she'll come back someday. I loved working with her. She was such a great, she messaged me back quick. She was just all around great guest. Remember to like, comment, subscribe, and join us back next Wednesday. I think we're going to start releasing the podcast on next Wednesday. Next Wednesday, the podcast will be much, much more professional. We have a layout now set up to where we're going to hit topics in order. Sorry for any audio messes up with this one. The recording jacked up. Sometimes you'll hear like fuzz in the background, and all my audio got cut, so I had to record all my stuff in and just place it in there of what I said. So just remember to like, comment, and subscribe, and join us here next Wednesday.